It's Sharon Stewart from Mega Rock, and I've got Jeff Tate of Queensryche on the phone. They've got a new album out called American Soldier, a new concept album. The album is a tribute to the American soldier. Jeff, how did you come up with the idea for this album?
Well, it started with a conversation I had with my dad a couple of years ago. We were on tour at the time, I think with the Mindcrime show, and I was visiting him. And really for the first time in my life, he began talking about his Korean deployment when he was in Korea back in the 50s, and he never really talked about that before. And luckily I had my video camera with me, and I stopped him, and I grabbed my video camera, and I set it up and recorded the conversation we had.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really the beginning of the project, really. I got thinking about not only his story, but other soldier stories as well. And it just seemed like a fascinating subject that I'd never really thought about before.
You mean, I can't believe that you grew up a military brat and you never just talked about the war. Well, he never willingly talked to you about it, did he?
No, mm-hmm. no. I think it's sort of a thing with a soldier, especially of his generation, you know. They didn't really talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know, they could tell you, how many nuts and bolts it took to hold on an airplane lead, mm-hmm. things like that. But they didn't really talk about emotional issues.
Yeah.
So that was kind of a different thing for me.
Well, it's cool that you turned the video camera on and got that on tape.
Yeah, it was. Great. I had that there.
That's a great idea. So you videotaped your dad talking about the war, and then you got the idea to go out and interview other soldiers.
Well, you know, it got me thinking about, unless you've been there and done it, you're really speculating from a platform of ignorance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to find out as much as I could about it. So the interview angle seemed to be the way to go because... you can actually talk to people, you know, and have the experience.
So your new album, American Soldier, the first single off of there, is titled If I Were King, and you wrote that tune, Jeff. We're going to spin it right now, but before I play it, can you set it up, tell our listeners what it's about?
Well, this one was really inspired by a conversation I had with a soldier named Sean Linehan, and he was very eloquent in his... way of describing his experiences and could really talk about it. You know, he'd done a lot of emotional work, you know, regarding, guilt and things like that he'd carried around with him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that, a little background, he was in Somalia at the time, and he was 19 years old, and he lost his best friend, Paul, in a firefight. And he couldn't, he felt like he couldn't do anything. You know, he felt helpless, and he hated that feeling. And he said if there was anything that he could do, if he was king, if he could have anything he wanted, he'd have his friend, Paul, back in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And that statement really struck me.
So how'd you find the soldiers that you interviewed? Did you just walk up and say, hi, I'm Jeff Tate of Queensryche. Do you mind if I interview you? If you're a...
No, it was mostly word of mouth. You know, it's funny, when you start leaning in the direction of, your interests, you start, being in the situation that you find yourself in, the situation of being surrounded by soldiers, you know?
Yeah.
I'd see soldiers standing in line at the supermarket and take my dictaphone out and, start talking with them.
Oh.
Or the gas station lines,
airports,
you name it. And that really started the whole process.
What do you say? I'm Jeff Tate from Queensryche, and I'm doing interviews?
yeah, sometimes. Sometimes I just say, hey, I'm doing some research on what it's like to be a soldier,
Yeah.
You could help me out, that kind of thing.
So how did the rest of the band, feel about your concept album with American Soldier? Did they get it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, actually, the interview situation was really beneficial when writing songs because you could sit and listen to, the audio tapes and watch the video, and mm-hmm. you couldn't help but be moved by the conversation.
In the album, you've got audio bites from your interviews, but what about the videotapes? Can we see those sometime soon somewhere?
Yeah, if I ever get some time to put it all together. Yeah, it's a big mess, a big job of organizing all that stuff.
Well, have you thought about maybe making a documentary? That'd be awesome.
Well, actually, several people have mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay, so American Soldier's out, and you're touring in support of the album. You guys have got a show coming up on the 10th of May, not far from us in Greensburg at the Palace. Can we expect the new stuff from you guys and old Queensryche, or what's going to happen at the show?
Yeah, we're doing... three suites of music for a show from three of our albums, Rage for Order, American Soldier, and Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a cool show. It's what we're trying to do is play the entirety of these records over two nights, which mm-hmm. means we've made a set list, two set lists, really, that comprise all the songs from the albums.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're kind of alternating back and forth these set lists so the hardcore fans can... hear all the music from the records
from
the two nights, But we start with Rage, and we move into American Soldier, and then finish off with Empire. We have video and film that support the show, and a very cool live show. Plus, we have some special musical guests that join us on this tour.
Oh, really?
We have Parker Lundgren on guitar, second guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then we have Jason Ames on keyboards and guitar and vocals. And then we have one of the soldiers, A.J. Fratto, who's joining us. He's one of the soldiers that performed on the record, and he's joining us on vocals as well.
Well, that's awesome.
And then plus we have my daughter, Emily, who's 10, who sings on a track on the record.
Yeah?
She's touring with us.
She's going, you've got her, so you're raising her right. That's good. Does she have the vocal range that you have yet, Jeff? Or
well, she's a great singer, actually.
Uh-huh.
She's been really enjoying herself, and she's kind of stealing the show every night.
I bet. Yeah. I guess the vocal ability runs in the family, doesn't it?
Well, she's the only one of my kids that really seems to like music.
Really?
Mm-hmm. As much as it takes, to be a musician. You got to have a passion for it,
Yeah.
And
you see it in her.
She's the only one that I can see that really has that.
Yeah. Well, I read on your bio that you've got an aunt that was an opera singer. Did that aunt influence you in the early days? Or
yeah, absolutely.
I can see
it. My aunt and my grandmother and my mother all have beautiful voices. And,
mm-hmm.
They used to always get together at the family events and perform, So, yeah, I think definitely that was an inspiration, to a young boy growing up.
Yeah, and you made it rock, too, so that's really cool. So you've got your website, that's at queensryche.com. Now, I understand that you guys are working with National Military Family Association, too. You want to tell us about that?
Yeah, sure. That's a wonderful group. If people go on our website and they list some dog tags that are for sale,
mm-hmm.
if you buy dog tags, the money goes to the NMFA. And that organization is a wonderful organization. They help military families collect benefits that are due to them. I don't know. I'm sure probably most people have tried to deal with the government at various times, and it's a red tape bureaucracy,
mm-hmm.
And this organization helps people navigate through that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. Queensryche.com. You don't forget about the women in the military as well. You've interviewed women, too.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. They have a whole different thing, though. Women are usually not in the battle.
Right.
Area,
Yeah, they say. Yeah.
Yeah. So that, I know that's changing though now.
Uh huh. All right. Well, I do appreciate you talking to me this morning. We're going to go check you out at the Palace in Greensburg, and I look forward to seeing your documentary or something happen with the video. I'm sure you'll keep us posted on Queensryche.com, huh?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you. Hi, this is Jeff Tate from Queensryche, and you're rocking with Sharon Stewart at Mega Rock.